Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Okay, put on your sparkles. Here we go. Yes. It's all showbiz, glitz and glamour this week.
Do you know what
let's
I love
about... Let's talk about the husband.
Let's talk about the husband with me, Stephen Bailey. She's Zoe Lyons, but let's delve right in because we actually watched this together.
Together in person, in the flesh.
We watched it in the flesh because that's what this show does. It brings people together. It's my dream show. It's the show where Zoe will get hit by the curse. It's Strictly.
I don't think I'd get hit by the curse on Strictly.
Not through lack of trying.
No, I mean, I'd absolutely give it a go. I'd give it a bash.
But where do we even begin? This is an institution. This is a BBC institution. I'm still on after last week, dear listeners. I'm so nervous about my microphone behaviour.
20 series.
20
It's had 20 series.
But do you know why? I cannot believe. Do you know, people are always looking in TV for the next Love Island. And I'm always like, why are you not looking for the next Strictly? It bridges the age gap. Literally everyone watches it. Families watch it. I don't know another show where everyone can sit down together and watch it anymore.
No, I agree. And it's not normally the sort of television that I would sort of seek out. But once it's on, that's it. It's total eye candy for me. I mean, let's be honest, the production value on it is enormous, isn't it? It's just, it's so well done. And I think about not just the people doing the dancing, but all of the crew and musicians and all of the effort that goes into producing that live show, a massive live show every week. Hats off. I mean, not my hat off.
And it just makes me laugh going like, because now everyone in TV is so goddamn cheap. And then that's how you end up with shit shows. You go, well, if you invest a bit, then you have this long running phenomenon, which is a money churner because you've got the tour off the back of it. And, you know, you can use the cast as presenters on your shows. And it becomes this wonderful thing. But what I love most about it, it is everything about Strictly is also what I love about live, because I love September till Christmas is my favourite time of year.
Oh, you're an autumnal person.
I am. And I feel like Strictly is like the almost like the advent calendar countdown to Christmas. It's the real countdown.
It is a
countdown.
Bit, isn't it? Yeah. Because it does run for bloody ages, doesn't it?
It really is. It's the best bit of September. It's like the end of September when it starts getting crisp and I've got to get my jumpers out.
You love all a jumper.
I love a jumper. Like a baggy one.
You were wearing a very lovely coat yesterday.
I know. I need to send you the details for your wife's
I was very impressed with your jacket yesterday.
Yeah. I walked through the door. Cindy had it off my back and straight onto hers.
She did, didn't she? She skinned you like a sort of rabbit.
really?
My wife saw Stephen's coat and went, I'll have that. Took it off her. Took it off
her. Rummaging through the pockets. I was going to lose me Monzo.
She had a little grubby fist on your Monzo quicker than you could say, nice to be here. I get what you said. Yes, it's got that sort of tinsely feel to it, hasn't it? That sort of tinsely, twinkly, sparkly appeal, Strictly. It really does.
And it's that thing where it's like, it's not a snide show. I think everyone wants everyone to do well. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know if that's true.
Oh, you do. Like, even
remember
when Anne Widdecombe was being spun round the floor? It was funny.
Oh, no. No, I mean, she was like a Vileda's super mop. It was just... I'd have put some Dettol on that and just done a deep clean.
Poor Anton.
So this year, they don't seem to have a comedic entry. Because we've had Anne Widdecombe, we've had...
I thought you meant like a comedian.
Ed Balls. We've had...
I think Tony Adams Sergeant. Is meant to be the joke.
Tony Adams? Oh, I think he's doing very well, isn't he?
Oh, I thought he was like a really bad dancer, but everyone just loves him.
Oh, I think because he's so long. He's a very long person, isn't he? There's a lot of him.
It's what I love about Ellie Taylor.
Very long.
Very limmy.
Very limmy. I think you do need to be quite limmy in this. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, the one thing that was a shock to me while we were watching it yesterday is your love for Kai. I was expecting you to love Karen or one of the other ladies, but no, you're in love with Kai. And I think
I've always said this.
Explain yourself.
Right, okay. I've always said that if I ever was privileged enough to be offered Strictly Come Dancing.
Well, there's the booking next year.
That's it. I'm just putting it out there. Just putting it out there. Yeah. Yeah. If I was honoured enough to be offered that, I would, despite being a lady of a comfortable shoe, I'd rather dance with a bloke.
Because you want to be flung around.
I want to be flung around like a duster. I did MasterChef with AJ years ago.
AJ Adudu.
I forgot his name.
Oh, AJ, the little dancer.
AJ, the blonde dancer.
AJ Pritchard.
And
he's a funny fish.
Oh, he's lovely. But I mean, it's just, at one point during, I can't remember why during MasterChef, I happened to sort of touch his biceps and they were incredible. Those dancers are so strong, so incredibly fit and strong. And I think there must be something really marvellous about being flung around the floor by a strong, strong man.
I am telling you, some of these people make me flood my basement.
I bet they do.
Flood my basement. When Vito comes on, Vito is currently dancing with Fleur. There is something about that human being. I can't cope. I can't even put it into words. But if I got booked for Strictly, I would be dancing with a man. I would be doing sexy. And also, I need to stop being a last-minute booking. They need to offer it me 6 months in advance so I can shift some timber so there's actually the chance of the Strictly curse happening.
So you need to be booked sort of, I'm saying, sort of April, May,
April,
early
please.
Booking.
Yeah.
Let's be very honest. When we do Strictly, we're not going to be the April, May bookings. We're going to be...
I think you will be. You get
last
offered
weekend
everything.
In August.
If anything, what I need you to do is get offered the job, break a bone, and then they might offer me the LGBT spot.
Given my current record, I've had two broken bones this year already. So yeah, I'd be the first one to leave Strictly in a bloody cast.
Oh my God.
You asked me about Kai.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I'll tell you what it is about Kai. It's his neck. Have you seen his neck?
Yeah, because over dinner last night, you were pointing it out and I was choking on my spaghetti bolognese.
Oh, his neck. I think the thing I love about his neck is it's the sort of same width as his head. Like it sort of goes straight down like a cylinder.
I'm not sure this is a compliment.
It's such a compliment. He's got such a strong neck. And I think that's what I look for in a man. A strong neck.
Strong cylinder neck and face combo.
Now, last series, when he did the tango.
The Argentine tango with AJ Adudu.
My God. It was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Well, I fancied them both in that situation.
I know, I was a bit confused. My emotions were all over the place. And that is the dance I would like to dance as well. I mean, a tango. I'd dance a tango every week.
So talk to me
at
about
your... At a push,
your...
I'd do a paso doble, but I'd...
What is your dancing like? Because I have an image in my head, and it's not what I'm seeing right now on Strictly. It's week one.
How do you imagine I would dance? Go on. Have we know each other
those,
well enough.
Have you seen those inflatable men that are outside car washes that just come?
Like a windsock. You think yeah, that's like a windsock?
I don't know what they're called, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Those, 20% off this week.
Yeah.
I've actually, right, okay, Stephen. I've actually got quite good rhythm.
I just can't see that for you.
You can't see rhythm. You've got to feel it. Mm. I've actually got reasonable rhythm.
My thing with you was, I wonder what your face would do when it's trying to be sexy.
When I was trying to do an Argentine tango with Kai.
Yeah.
Oh, I think, yeah.
Because you have to look. That's part of how you get votes in Strictly. We have to believe you're fucking.
Okay.
Don't you think? Don't you think that's how people vote? You have to go.
I can't believe you've used the word fucking in the podcasting.
Babes.
Strictly Come Dancing. It's a tea
time
show.
This is a cultural look at pop culture.
Okay.
I fucked it. No, I fucked it. I've ruined it. Yeah. I'm in the wrong.
You have to believe that we are currently making
it.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. That was Jesus getting me that because I said F on the podcast. Blessed be.
You don't think I could pull off a strong, sexy look?
I just don't know what your face would be doing.
I don't know what my face would
when
do.
When I talk to you about business and being like, oh, you've done all this, maybe you should go here, or maybe do this, or maybe speak to this person about this.
Mm.
Your face has this look of bewilderment.
Yes.
Shock.
Yeah.
And almost like, do you know Kathy Najimy in Hocus Pocus where her lip goes...
No, but I will Google
the,
that.
The
now.
Audience will know. Okay. That's what your face does when I put pressure on you about your career. And this is a very pressurised situation. Yeah. And so I just wondered that you would get...
confused.
I don't think you'd do your sexiest face.
No, I don't think I think I'd probably...
And what would you be like in glitter and sequins and... It's just completely off-brand. I mean, you're in a hoodie, you're in a hat. What would you do?
I would go complete sequin and glitter. I'd completely roll myself in glitter.
Have you ever worn a heel?
I mean, what do you consider a heel?
Not a biker boot.
I mean, like a Cuban heel? Like I've got... not like a Cuban, but...
Like a Louboutin.
I've worn a kitten heel.
Oh, no. Nobody should wear a kitten heel.
Is it a kitten heel? Is that
like the little thing?
Yes.
Yeah, nobody needs to be wearing those. Full
I mean,
stop.
It's more like a sort of built-up shoe than a heel.
Like a wedge.
It's like a wedge. Couldn't I do a tango in a wedge? A wedge sandal?
I'm not sure you're allowed. Oh.
I mean, actually, now you mention that, that would be my biggest challenge.
Yeah.
Just walking on set in heels.
Yeah.
And then trying to do a very sexy Argentine tango with Kai and pulling a face that didn't sort of suggest I had chronic constipation.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not the show for me.
And you wouldn't dance with a woman at all?
I mean, I just...
You do
like,
it for the booking.
I'd do it for the booking. I mean, if that was a deal breaker, I would absolutely do it for the booking. But then, of course, we have the absolute danger that I do fall foul to the Strictly curse because, you know, this amount of magnetism, Stephen, it's bound to have an effect.
I think I would have to ask Rich for an open relationship for the 3 months I did it because if Vito wanted to... I mean, Vito's... I'm assuming, I actually don't know, but I would... Like, if he's heterosexual, then he's safe. But if he's not...
Yeah.
I'd want to have a little kiss.
Well, it must be very difficult to be that close to somebody for that amount of time in that little amount of clothing.
Oh, God.
Mind
I just
you.
Don't think I'd cope. I honestly...
Mind you, having said that, I think whoever I was would be perfectly safe because I would look like Blackadder in a pair of tights. So...
Oh, my God. Well, I'd look
I think we'd be absolutely fine. I don't think there'd be any problem whatsoever. We'll be absolutely fine.
I don't know. How do you think you deal with the pressure of a show like that? Because when you talk about this, you say, you are rehearsing.
Yes. And then to come out and do a live dance.
And not shit yourself. Like, even 10 years in with stand-up comedy,
there is not enough clothing there to shit yourself and get away with it.
Do you know what I mean? And 10 years in with stand-up, I still feel like I want to cry until I've got that first laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, doing anything live is...
Yeah.
That additional pressure really is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did my first bit of live presenting earlier this year.
On Sunday Morning Live.
I did. And you know what was really fascinating about that? I think I told you this. Nobody asked me before I did it whether I'd ever done any live presenting before. And I just sat there in the rehearsal and went, nobody's going to ask, are they? So I just won't tell them. So I think that's how you have to approach Strictly and just go for it. Just
do it. You know
what
I think with Strictly, though, is it brings out the... I mean, we're all performers, no matter what you do. You've got, like, Helen Skelton, who's a presenter, Jade Adams, comedian and actor, Ellie Taylor, comedian, actor, presenter. I mean, that bitch does it all. Like, Ellie Simmons, Olympian, like, Kim Marsh, Hearsay, Coronation Street.
Yeah.
So they're all performers in a way. So it's that thing of having, you have to channel that energy that we do have in us.
Yes.
On the dance floor, isn't it? But I just wonder, because for me, the minute Shirley, Craig, Anton, Motsy started reviewing me, I'd feel like angry, like when Steve Bennett reviews.
How do you take criticism, Stephen?
Not well, I'm not going to lie.
I'm not going to call it criticism.
I don't like
constructive
being told
feedback.
If, well, it's two different things, isn't it? Because it's like, this is like one thing. So, for example, I once had a comedy review where they were like, they smashed it, the audience were eating out of his hands, couldn't have go better, the audience loved him most on the night, but it was hardly sophisticated.
Right.
So then I was like, I don't take that.
Sorry,
very
I wrote
well.
That. I'm sorry. Yeah, now I've got to know you. I know there is a level of sophistication.
I was like, but I don't mind. I don't like if you're saying everyone loved it.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be. So I don't mind critique if it's like you're making me be something I'm not when you say the sophisticated thing. Like if you're looking for sophistication, they've come to the wrong act. They should book you.
Yes, absolutely. Right? I'm totes sophist.
You were so sophist, I can't even tell. And so with that, I just think, oh, fuck off. Mm. But if it's like how, say, Shirley does it, where it's like, it was a great performance, but I'm looking at your footwork and your footwork's not quite there, and we are looking at technicality, I'd be all right with that.
Yes, yeah. I think it would be my footwork that let me down.
I think it'd be your face. I think you'd do that gurning thing. I don't know why. I've just got the image of you since we were talking about it last night.
I think you're
having
right.
This face full of fear as you did it. Like, this is how you'd be doing the Argentine tango, like...
just looking like Wallace and Gromit.
Yes, exactly like that.
I would look like Gromit.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you're right. That's why this hurts so much.
There's just so many things. Like, would you wear suits or dresses?
Oh, I don't have a...
mix it up?
I'd mix it up. I don't have a bad set of pins. And I think there's so much fake tan involved that...
Oh, my God, that's what I dream for.
Yeah, I know. You'd go full shed mahogany.
I'm not going to lie.
You'd be like an outdoor shed within a week, wouldn't you?
Would change.
You'd be Ron sealed within an inch of your
life. I'd be like, does a Botox lady come? Does a Botox lady come?
I've got an all right pin to the knee.
You've got great body. I saw your abs last night.
I did show you my abs, didn't I? Sorry about that. That was more than you deserve. I'm so sorry.
That was fun.
I'm so sorry. But I had a reason to show you my app. Anyway, which can be revealed at a later date.
Zoe's top secret project.
Oh, my top secret mission. You'll have to keep listening.
Read the news.
Yeah. I've got, yes, like I say, I've got an all right pin to the knee. Above the knee, then they sort of let themselves go. From the sort of top of the knee to the torso is disappointing.
I'm really into you doing Strictly now. Because I don't know about you, I always think I should be, like, when I work well on TV is when I'm somewhere I shouldn't be.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, when I've got celebs on the
Like Crime Stoppers or something.
No, I think I probably should be on that. But, like, when I got celebs on the farm, I was like, I did not think my first presenting job would be on a farm. I thought it'd be shiny floor.
Yes, but...
And I was really good on it because I really enjoyed it. I thought it was bonkers. I didn't know what was going on. I ran away scared of stuff. Like, I'm not a robot presenter.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why you would work on Strictly, is because I think people should be where they wouldn't naturally be placed.
Out of my natural habitat.
Like, say you only had the choice of I'm a celebrity in the jungle or Strictly. On paper, I would put you on I'm a celebrity.
Yes.
And I would put me on Strictly.
But we'd probably get better results if we flipped those decisions.
Flipped it the other way. I think it would be funnier, more charming, less obvious, like...
Yeah.
They're my thoughts.
And now I'm thinking about it. I think I'd quite, you know, some of those dresses are beautiful. I'd like quite a beady thing, like a sort of 1920s Charleston sort of. I'd get my flapper out.
When don't you?
I mean, yeah. I mean, you saw it last night.
I saw it last night.
Yeah. Whip it out for anybody. I'm not shy.
Oh, my God. I love this for us.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Do you have any dance experience? Because that's always the controversy, isn't it? Is being like, they go, oh, well, this person's trained in dance. Or, like, I remember when Kimberly Walsh did it in Girls Aloud, from Girls Aloud, or Rachel Stevens. It's like, they were smashing the competition, but then the public turned on them because they were like, well, they were in a band, they had dance moves. And it's like, well, let's be fair, they had Girls Aloud and S Club 7 dance moves. Like,
yeah, but didn't the Pussycat Doll do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is, I mean, that's proper dance. Sort
that's
of
proper dance.
That's So if you come up against that, you'd be like, I mean, I would be the joke booking, wouldn't I? Let's be very honest.
I don't think you would be the joke booking.
I'd be the Anne Widdecombe,
no,
the John Sargent.
No, I don't think you would. I think you'd be like how Ellie's been booked this year, Ellie Taylor.
I mean, look at Bill Bailey. He was probably the jokier booking in that series, but absolutely smashed it.
Je conquer.
Yeah, smashed it. He was brilliant. Hamza from this week, you know, not a tall man and fairly well built. What a mover!
I sometimes wonder if the ones with lower profiles kind of audition to see what they can do, because he friggin' smashed it.
He was amazing. Yeah. He held that woman above his head. That's hard if you're trying to do that.
I think I'd be a little bit of a cheat act, because I don't want to bring this up, but in primary school, I was head of our country dancing team.
Were you? That doesn't surprise me.
I've not danced since. And no. I've got some weight gain since. However, a leader is a leader. And maybe I have that natural dance ability in me.
Country dance at school, remind me.
Do-si-do, your partner, take that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I bet you were always do-si-do-ing.
Oh, I was always do. I still do. I still do in an emergency.
Just whack out a do-si-do.
Just... You know me.
We did, I think we called it social dancing at school.
Jeez, what's that like?
I don't know. It sounds very communist, doesn't it? I think it was called social dancing. And it was, I went to school in Scotland, so there was quite a lot of gay Gordons, you'd be glad to hear. There was a lot of dashing white sergeants and a lot of gay Gordons. And I was pretty much always the last one to be picked as a partner for social dancing. Yeah.
That's so sad. When you have your Strictly interview, do say that, though.
I will mention that. Love that. That'll be my sob story. Last
I really
to be chosen
want
in social
it
dancing.
For, like, I think something like Strictly, The Jungle, that kind of vibe, dancing on ice. For me, I think that would be the thing that finally got me in shape.
Right.
Because I do work hard and graft when I have a go at things. But since the pandemic, I piled on the weight and I can't be arsed losing it. I'm living my best life.
You keep blaming the pandemic.
I know, Stephen. It's been over a year.
Well, I mean, the thing is, we'll have another pandemic before, you've got to...
That needs to come quick, because I don't have to die.
Yeah, because if you did Strictly, I would want to see you. You know one of those blouses I think Will was wearing?
Will Mellor was wearing it last night with him.
Yeah. Boop, boop. Yeah, with the old visible boop, boop nip. The old visible nip. It's like a sort of cheesecloth.
I think
right
a nipple.
Like a cheesecloth shirt, so you can see just a... You can sort of... It's sort of a shirt. It's like the shape of a shirt, but you can totally see through it, so you can see all of the bits.
Do you want to hear my weird thing?
Right, go on.
I think nipples and armpit hair maketh the man.
Okay.
They're the thing that attract me the most. Like when I saw I've never fancied Will Mellor. And last night when I saw him in that shirt and I saw his little
nip nips,
I was really into it.
Okay.
Do you know when I fell in love with Zac Efron? I'll tell you. When he shot a basketball into the hoop and I saw his perfectly coiffed armpit hair.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know why it's a thing, but we can't help what we're attracted to.
Do men coif their armpit hair?
Well, his looked that way. Maybe it was just the way it naturally grew.
Do you shave your armpit hair?
No, I keep it because I can't get hair anywhere else. So it's like I need to know people to know I'm a man.
What, do you have to sort of comb it over from your armpit down to your genitals?
Oh my God, I'm going to tell something now that I don't know if I should say, but I'll say it.
Go on.
When I... Maybe this is a normal thing, actually.
Go
when
on,
I'm
it
in
probably
the shower,
isn't.
Obviously with your head hair, you shampoo and condition, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I do that with my armpit hair. I don't just use the body wash. I use the shampoo and conditioner on my armpit.
You shampoo and condition your armpit hair?
Do you not?
No, I don't have any armpit hair. I mean, I don't have any head hair at the minute.
Paul, do you shampoo? Producer Paul, do you shampoo your armpit hair? I need a man.
No, I'm not one. I haven't got a great deal of hair anyway, so I don't really have shampoo at hand.
Yeah, Paul and I are both struggling in the hair suit department. Mm. Yeah. I mean, obviously there is conditioner in our bath. No, I wouldn't shampoo and condition.
But how do you have it like hair? Nice matte hair?
Like, well, I don't... I mean, I shave my armpits every day. And you'd have to do that on Strictly. You couldn't.
But I'm a boy.
Yeah.
We're meant to have armpit hair.
Yeah,
not saying that ladies are not, before I get angry tweets.
No, no, I know. But, and some people like au naturel. Yes. I just don't. It's not for me. It's not my thing. And I'm totally, you know, great at if it is. But I certainly wouldn't shampoo and condition it.
All right.
Do you leave the conditioner in for a few minutes?
No, I do it quite quick. But I've got a nice one. It says it's a nice smell for 12 hours.
Okay. Yeah. So you've got, like, baby soft armpit hair.
Yeah, well, I don't want it, like, wiry, do you? Like thatch.
I don't know. I haven't grown it for years. No. Okay.
Okay, well, that's...
That's that.
That's that.
I just feel a bit
maybe it'll be
now.
Something that makes Vito want me.
Yes. Your bouncing, coiffured... armpit yeah. hair. Yeah. Yes, but I can see you in one of those slightly see-through shirts.
I need to
slash
like
to the
stone.
Navel. But you could slash that to the navel.
And I would really take the tan. I would really, like, honestly, on Unbreakable, when we had our press shots done, mm-hmm. I was like, contour the shit out of it. Kardashian this face. Like Rich just had a bit of powder. Forget that. I'm going to need about an hour.
Do you draw on a...
I make myself look how I want to look.
You see, because the makeup and hair on Strictly is fantastic,
yeah,
isn't it?
I would take full advantage, but I'd do it just enough. Oh, yeah. Oh, well reminded. I'd do it just enough so the homophobes didn't come after me. Speaking of homophobes.
Right.
I came home last night on the choo-choo train after having dinner at your house. Thank you again for that.
You're welcome.
I just went on Facebook and there was a little article that said Strictly Karen and Luba's intimate results dance has fans make same sex plea. And I thought, oh, I wonder what that's about. The comments, the homophobic comments that people have put, I need to flag.
Is this from the opening dance sequence last night at the result show?
Yeah, which was beautiful. I mean, you
really
nearly
beautiful.
Slid off your chair and choked on your bolognese.
I did nearly, yeah, that's true. It was quite something to watch. What are you doing now?
I'm reading, I was just finishing, letting you finish your sentence before I read you some comments.
Were they homophobic comics about...
Yeah, so people put on stuff being like, honestly... I relate to the frustration in the comments. Having this thrust in our faces over and over. I, for one, am tired of constantly having it pushed down my throat. I really can't stand it with all this wokeness.
Right.
There was one I saw. Discuss while I find them.
I just find it amazing that people consider it being pushed down their throat just better representation of different people on television. It's hilarious, isn't it?
But also, this is the other thing. So I saw someone being like, I, for one, as a straight woman, don't want to be watching same-sex couples all the time. And it's like, well, how do you think we felt
for the first I, for one, as a gay woman.
Because we don't want to watch straight couples. Because, these guys are building up little stories in their head, be like, oh, my God, look how fit Kim Marsh is with Graziano. Look how close they are. Well, we want that as well.
Yeah.
We want that as well. And also, if these motherfuckers... Yeah, that's right, I'm swearing on the podcast.
You'll have to bleep that out, Producer Paul, because
producer
that's
Paul,
an MF.
Leave it in. It's powerful.
Bombshell.
It's powerful. It's powerful, Paul. It's powerful.
Well, we'll have to put a disclosure at the beginning of this one.
Yeah, bad language. But it's... because also, what these idiots don't understand, a lot of dance, the Argentine tango...
Mm.
Was originally danced by two men.
Yeah, yeah.
So it has nothing to do with sexuality. If anything, you're butchering the show by making all the straights do it.
Yeah, right. You're absolutely right.
I am sick of all this. Just want Strictly with no issues shoved in my face. Well, you're making the issue. You're making the issue.
Oh.
Because as a man who is in a gay man, I dance with men. As someone who has read and researched about dance, I know certain dances are just danced by two men. Some are danced by two women. Some are danced by a man and a woman. So there is no issue. They're just doing it properly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Wow, I just find... I just wonder what it must be like to live in a world where you consider that an issue as well. I envy these people who clearly have no major issues in their own life and find watching a same-sex couple dancing on a television show that's sort of about
fantasy. Well, it's fantasy. The point of why we need it is yes. because you lot are still making issues on it. This was one of my favourites. For fuck's sake, what is going on in this world? I mean, never mind the food bank crisis.
No, never mind the war in Ukraine.
Never mind the war in Ukraine. Never mind we've just been through a global crisis and loads of businesses shut down. I can't believe these two women are dancing on primetime BBC One. It is disgusting and unnatural.
There's a bit of, like I said, there is a little bit of me that envies somebody that considers that a major issue in their life.
Oh, this
what
is
a,
good.
What a joy it must be to have that as something that winds you up.
This is my favourite.
Go on, hit me.
I really like the movie Brokeback Mountain, so this doesn't bother me whatsoever.
I mean, well done. Hardly a topical comeback, but yeah.
Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one. Right.
Go on.
It's horrible. Keep having things like this shoved in our faces. And Strictly has become too much and over insensitive to family time viewing.
Oh, families. Families, of course, referring to bloke woman 2.5, dog and a cat nobody wanted.
I mean, what makes me laugh, though, is being like, they're being oversensitive
mm-hmm.
and pandering to same-sex couples.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you want us to pander to you. Like, you're the one going on a Facebook forum writing about, like, you're oversensitive.
Yes, yes. I mean, I think these people have clearly overreacted. Plus the fact ballroom dancing is the campest thing since
Spangling That's the other knickers. Thing. What show are you watching?
Yeah, what show are you watching?
It's so gay.
It's incredibly camp.
But it does annoy me, though, because the amount of times when you go, like when other people are like, oh, homophobia is not a thing anymore, and it's like, well, all you have to do is watch Strictly and then read the comments.
Yeah. But you never read the... I mean, I've learnt in life, Stephen, never read the comments.
Oh, never read the... Not when it's about you. Something like this.
Never read the comments.
I just saw it last night.
Because anybody who has time to write a comment...
Yeah.
Clearly hasn't got enough going on in their own lives.
Yeah, they're a loser.
Have you ever written a comment?
But also, if you think... Have I ever written a comment?
Yeah.
No, I always say this all the time. I'm like, who cares enough?
Who cares? As soon as I've gone to write a comment, something in my brain goes, Zoe, do you think anybody actually gives any sort of shit about your comment? And my brain will go, no, not really. Should we do something else instead? Yes.
Yes.
Should we maybe try and do something positive?
Well, I mean, the other thing is, there is literally 100 channels on TV. There is literally
watch something
channels.
Else. Watch
so
something
watch
else.
Something else. I mean, this one made me laugh. I love Strictly, but... And then
but.
She's put a load of dots.
Yeah, here we go.
She's gearing herself up for saying something.
Brace yourself, world. Here comes my truth bomb.
Can't we leave it alone with man slash woman pairings and bring in another programme with... can't we just bring in another programme that is just for same-sex partners? I've no problem with people being who they are, but I don't want it shoved in my face.
Oh, my God. I've no problem with people being who they are. I just don't want to see it or be reminded of it.
Therefore, wow. I have a huge issue with people being who
they are. I have an enormous problem with people not looking like me.
It blows my mind.
My God, my God.
And it's really like what people get upset about. The cameras only did close-ups of this pair. I did wonder why there was no close-ups of the straight couples.
Oh, no. Because I'll tell you what you never see. You never see straight couples on television, Stephen.
You
never see it. Because it's
just... I feel bad for them.
It's just gays writhing around on each other all over the place at the minute, isn't it? It's just a sort
Well, that's it. The straight
couples.
It's like
a Hieronymus Bosch medieval depiction of hell-going gays writhing around at each other in sequence. It's just, I've had enough of it.
And also, can I just say for the benefit of the tape, they're all going on about family values, which therefore makes it out like we're massive promiscuous slags.
Mm.
But it's like, well, the Strictly curse has never affected a same-sex couple.
No, that's true.
So... Who's bad
for
your
kids? Always time, though, Stephen. Always time.
You know what? Wait till Zoe's on next.
Wait till it's gurning.
It really annoys me to no end. And also, as well, this is where people are just thick. Jade Adams, for example, wonderful comedian and actor, is dancing with a woman as a nod to her sister. It's got nothing to do with sexuality or sex. Or
no, I know, but you don't have to explain that to me.
I know, but I feel like I have to explain it to the GP.
Who are sitting there chewing their own feet.
They're not listening.
It is interesting, isn't it, that? It is...
Honestly, there's like hundreds of things.
Do you know what? Okay, if I get on Strictly, I'm going to make this a promise. If I get on, I'm going to be the first one to dance with a cat. I'm going to take it to the next level. I'm going to be like, actually, I didn't want to dance with a human. I just feel like I connect.
I think dancing with a cat is more family friendly.
Yeah, I think it just, you know, it just sort of says about who I am.
This
just
one.
Just me slinging a cat around.
Also, what I love is the word woke now. Because people just love to fling it around. Mm. Turn off time. Woke generation have taken over. At one time, it was classed as porn. Now we see it on adverts. We know it's okay in today's society, but ramming it down our throat, so to speak, everything has a place.
Oh, my God. Porn? What, just a gay... I've never considered myself and my wife as sort of porn objects. Maybe I should. We were porning it up in Tesco the other day, just choosing our dinner. Oh, disgusting scene it was. I mean, that's a niche category, isn't it? What do you want to see? Two lesbians fighting over a cottage pie. That's what I want to see.
Oh, my God. This is my favourite as well. Oh, my God.
Go on.
Oh, my God. It is amusing. I mean, I have seen someone where they've just been like, well, Jade's dancing with a woman because as she said, you know, where's it said? Jade made a very strong, valid argument in the fact that she wanted a female partner so she could lift them.
Yes, sure. Yeah.
And it's like, she did say that. So it's like, that makes total sense. And
yes.
The other one, this is the one. Okay, this is the one. The man's name is Frank. Call me old fashioned.
Okay, Frank.
You know, is a good start.
Well, to be fair, Frank, I think your parents did that. They called you Frank.
And I am relatively old. He's 70. Yeah.
Right.
But is Strictly about dance or homosexual and lesbian burlesque? Frank, let me tell you, you have never been to a gay bar because lesbian burlesque does not look like what you're seeing. Then wait. I am as tolerant as possible.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Frank.
I always say.
Frank always says.
Live and let live.
Except.
But. But, Zoe Lyons, Strictly is becoming inappropriate viewing for children. I watch for the thrill of seeing superb dancing, not this cheap erotica.
Cheap erotica? Oh, Frank. Oh, you can get a lot more erotic than that for absolutely nothing on the internet.
Fantastic.
Cheap erotica. It was very sensual, that dance, and it had a real strong feeling of passion and love. You know, having said that, I was rubbing my thighs watching it. So maybe Frank's got a point.
What do you really think about it, though? It's going, because I just feel like, all right.
What do I think about Strictly doing?
No, not about Strictly doing it, about the comments. Like, because I feel like.
Well, I've done stand up comedy for 20 years and I am no longer surprised at the level of stupidity of the general public at times. I mean, we've lived through Brexit, so, you know, I mean, none of us are surprised. What people are generally is, there are those that just simply haven't got the intellect to understand that the way they live is not the only way to live. They just can't comprehend that. And because they've never felt or been made to feel different, they can't comprehend or indeed empathise that somebody is not coming from their point of view. And I've learned to accept that they're just not able to do that. and I tolerate them to that degree. I pity them because I think an inquisitive mind and an unquestioning mind is a prison of a life. But I accept that my way of living isn't the only way of living. My way of existing isn't the only way of existing. And I have a curiosity about other possibilities in the world. And you and I, big old gays, we're gays. We're big old gays. We've been gays since day one. We were born different. We were born having to deal with this. We were born having to question.
And we were only born different because people deemed it that way.
Yeah, we were born out of the majority, let's say, the visible majority. I don't feel different now. I don't feel... But so I am never that surprised at people's responses. I'm never... Because I guarantee Frank probably hasn't eaten anything different for the last 10 years either. He's like, oh, I don't do spicy food. There are those people that just can't...
I'm a bit like that.
I know you are. Well, that's your IBS, and you're doing it for the good of the
it
nation.
It is. I do. It is me, IBS.
So an unquestioning and an un... Because a lot of these comments, I get the feeling that there is this anger against us. For what? Why? What's the problem? Are we challenging your world? Are we challenging your existence? Are we challenging... Are we endangering you? Are we endangering your children? No, we are not. No, we are not. We are simply being. And you, because you have not had the imaginative capacity to understand that there are different ways of being, are alarmed by that.
And this is how you take a cultural look at all things pop culture, bitch.
Wow, I think we hit it on the head there.
Finally. But what I will say as well is going... I will say what shocks me, because small-mindedness, racism, misogyny, homophobia, that never shocks me. I'm like, of course people are like that. But what shocks me is that they're not aware that they're like that. Mm-hmm. Like the one I read out where it's like, listen, I'm live and let live, but then you're not live and let live. That is literally... like not you, live and let... How do you not look at that and go, oh, I'm not live and let live?
Yeah, I can't even finish a sentence about being live and let live without contradicting myself.
Like,
I know.
Because live and let live means, well, you wouldn't comment and you wouldn't say anything and there's no but. There's no but if that is your...
Yeah. I recently did a talking head show about scandals for Channel 5. I was very much available on that day. And one of the ones we were talking about was Edwina Curry and John Major. And I had to watch some clips of her. And it was fascinating because it was around about the time, you're too young to remember this, but the Tories had brought out a sort of family values approach, you know, sort of family first approach to social standing. And she was very much behind that. Yet she was having this years-long affair, extramarital affair with John Major. And when she was questioned about it, basically she said, well, it was sort of different, you know, it was a classy affair. It was a different sort of affair.
Oh, my God.
It was, it was very much a love affair. It definitely wasn't in line with their family values. So, you know, people are blind to their own... People are just genuinely blind to their own stupidity and beliefs. Yeah.
Really stupid.
It's really stupid. And good for Strictly. Good on for Strictly for you know, for breaking down these barriers and bringing difference into our living rooms. Because, you know, as a gay kid in the 80s, I had nothing, no point of reference. I was incredibly lonely and depressed and isolated, you know. And I think a lot of kids were in the 80s, 70s and 80s, because we had no point of reference. And if I'd just seen that it was okay to be me, it would have been a lot easier going through my teenage years. Oh. So I am a tolerant person. But when I'm forced to look at stupidity like those comments, that's when I go, do you know what? Cannon fodder, get rid of them, you know.
I'm going to bring the comments in every week. Very useful tool.
Stephen, you brought out the...
Is that a bit of therapy session for you, babe?
Thank you. Yeah. Needed that.
I feel like I got some off your chest.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
So
when I do Strictly, I'll be doing it dressed as a bloke with a cat. I'll have a fake moustache. I'll have a shirt, one of those shirts we mentioned before, slashed to the navel, ooh, bit of nip on display. I'll have my nip on display, and they're way down my chest now. They're sort of just above the waist.
Oh yeah, mine too, midway down.
And those beautiful, you know, those tango pants the boys wear. Yeah. I don't think they're called tango pants. I love them.
Like,
they come
like high waisted.
High waisted.
Yeah.
They're not called tango pants, are they?
We can call them tango pants.
I'd have a pair of tango pants on and a flat shoe.
You're not wearing a flat shoe.
And dance the Argentine tango with a cat.
Oh, my God. Applause break. Applause
break. There we go. That's what we're doing.
So, it's that time of the week where we must talk about the husband.
Right.
Who is your husband of the week?
Well, I think we all know who that is this week.
It's Kai.
It's Kai. It's Kai and his massive, strong neck.
Oh, God.
Yeah?
Mine's Vito.
Vito.
I love him so much. This week, when we post this episode, I'm not even going to put our pictures up. I'm just going to put Kai and Vito up.
Let's put Kai and Vito up.
And a link to the episode. I'm not putting us up.
Yeah.
I'm putting them up. Oh, Kai.
It's my dream come true. I just want to dance the tango with Kai, please.
Me too. Me.
That's all.
No, I don't want to dance with Kai. I want to dance it with Vito.
What would you dance with Vito? An American smooth.
I don't know what that means. I'd like just one of the ones, you know, where you're like sexy, up close, slow number.
Like an American smooth.
Okay, yeah, like that. And maybe to something like Adele, and then rain pours, so we're both dripping wet through. Just hold him close at the end, and he holds me.
Oh, God, please make that happen, BBC, just so we can read the comments. Just so we can read the comments.
I'll be such a good boy.
Oh, please let Stephen Bailey dance an American smooth with Vito and get soaking wet. And please let me dress as a drag king, dance with Kai, but then right at the very end, just whip out a cat.
That's how you do it.
That's how we're going to do it. Strictly Come Dancing our way.
C-U-M dancing.
I mean, it used to be pornography. Now you see them everywhere.
Honestly.
Well, with that, I've got to go. Wife and I have got several films to knock up for private clients. I tell you what they love to see. They love to see us trying to work out the gas bill. Oh, yeah. I mean, the filth. Oh, the absolute filth.
I've got to change my broadband. I mean, this is the ish. This is what I don't understand about homophobes. I've got to change my broadband. I wish it was all porn and getting rammed against a bush on a Wednesday afternoon. I've got to figure out how to get from BT to a different provider.
Oh, that is a very niche category, isn't it? Good luck with that.
Thank you so much. Good luck with that.
I've enjoyed this week.
Me
I felt
too.
Like I needed
like,
that.
Yeah, I feel like you did. I really felt like... You turned into Oprah.
I did a bit, didn't I? Yeah. You've won a car!
I've seen your car. I'd love to win it.
I'll get a little kid seat in it for you. Oh, all right, my friend. I'm going to think about this now. I'm going to leave this podcast and stare at myself in the mirror and imagine what my tango face would be.
No.
Yeah.
Please send a picture. We can post that with Kai and Vito.
I will. I'll send you a picture, which I know you'll enjoy. Until next week, as the music fades and the dance drifts away.
Keep dancing.
Keep dancing.
A podcast from producer Paul.co.uk.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Made by darkhorsedigital.co.uk. Shooting, live streaming, and podcast production.